Good afternoon, and welcome to the DJ Hebby Show. This is the same time slot we usually have for the Cop Shop with FPD, but this week we're devoting ourselves to raising funds for KSJE, your local public radio station here at San Juan College. We've been broadcasting on 90.9 FM since 1990, and we stream online. So you can look and watch at www.ksje.com. So today we're starting with the national anthem. It's always an excellent way to start any of our programming. I will say the Farmington area is one of the more patriotic areas I've ever visited. I think I've said the Pledge of Allegiance more here than I have probably the last 25 years. So with me today is, as always, but in a different role today, is Georgette Allen, our public information officer. How are you, Georgette?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the DJ Hebby Show. Now you're my guest on this show rather than me being the flunky that just sits with you on the Cop Shop.
Wow, lucky me.
So I'm looking forward to having some probing, you know, personal questions that get to the heart of who Georgette is.
But you're not going to get answers.
But first, I'll have to probably play a song now, folks, and it'll be an uplifting song that tries to get Georgette into a more talkative mood. We're off to a rough start today. Don't forget, however, to log on to KSJE's website. You can make donations there. There's a variety of different ways to donate to KSJE to support this station. This station is a real benefit, I think, in the Four Corners area. We don't have enough media outlets. We don't have enough way of communicating with the public and letting you hear from us. And KSJE is definitely one of those that's been very helpful. Georgette, you've had a long relationship with Scott and KSJE, and you're a big fan of their music, I think.
I am. I enjoy this channel. I like particularly the jazz that's on there. I've been coming on the show, golly, I think as long as I've been working at the police department, even starting as an advocate. So 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, 10 years.
Well, there you go, folks. We just learned our first personal nugget about Georgette. 10 years she's been coming on here. This is the kind of broadcaster I think I'm going to be in the future. Able to get to the really
play the first song.
Hard-hitting. Well, all right, folks. We're gonna play a song. This one is devoted to Georgette, and it's The Sound of Silence by Disturbed.
You're Disturbed.
We'll be back.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you. A vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a streetlamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stemmed by the flash of a silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs and voices.
And welcome back. That was a special tribute to my current partner here, Disturbed's version of The Sound of Silence, which seems to be kind of a good way to start, kick off the show with our PIO.
I wish the audience could see the look I'm giving you right now.
Fortunately, we're not streaming this live at the moment, folks. But it is a little tense in here. I'll maybe have to have a song that breaks some of the tension in the room. But
you're not going to have that because you rejected the two songs that I wanted on the list.
So sometimes guests are supposed to be a little more silent, ladies and gentlemen. We're struggling with that. We might just play a loop of The Sound of Silence. But I do want to remind you that we're here today, the DJ for a Day show, something we've done now 3 years in a row, I believe, since we started this. This is our third trip doing it. I think we're getting better every time, really. So I think we're like the A-lister. They almost ought to be paying us to come and help raise funds for them, but that's a separate conversation.
Wow.
Remember that KSJE has ways for you to donate and support them. If you log in to www.ksje.com/support, they accept one-time gifts. You can use your PayPal to set up a monthly payment. If you're an employee of San Juan College, you can take advantage of payroll deduction. They also have special gifts. They have a KSJE baseball cap or t-shirt for as little as $10 a month. And for $20 a month, you could get a stainless steel water bottle or a KSJE polo shirt. So nothing but the best for those who are diving in and helping us. Don't forget also, KSJE runs the 0 Mile Fun Run. I participated in that this last May. It was grueling, really. I barely finished. Yeah, but that's what we're about. You know, it's about that kind of self-sacrifice. Were you there? Did you participate?
I was there.
Were you?
Wow.
Did you run it?
We spoke while we were there.
Yeah, you know, I can't remember we spoke last week, much less last May. But
wow.
We will be there this next May. And we'd like to see, you know, as many of you as can come out and support, really, KSJE for the clowning that we're doing. I am a big supporter of KSJE. It's a way for us to, even with the cop shop that we're running here every Wednesday at noon, it's a way for us to talk with the public. And it's a unique format that lets us come in and have a chance to share with you some of the things that are going on at the police department. So I really am a big supporter of KSGE. I think that Scott has done a good job, and his staff have done a good job, and they help us when we're running our show. And I'd like to pitch in and see if we can help Scott. Remember that also all the first $3,000 that are in donations are matched. So 3,000, really, three gets you six. So if we can get them to three gets them six. What do you think, Georgette? Are we going to be able to do that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right. Especially after we've been on here.
Now that's, see, we're loosening up. We're getting the arrogance back that really
we're great entertaining. DJ should Come have. On, we're so entertaining. Cheap, have you seen these little cards? They've got these little marketing cards or donation cards, and I love these. And I believe Scott came up with this, and I thought it was really witty and cute. I love it. Well, because their slogan is Keeping the Beacon. And so at the top, so of course our listeners can't see it, so I have to describe it. There's Scott in a beekeeper outfit, and it says, remember, it's Keeping the Beacon, not beekeeping, KSJE 90.9. Right. And on the back is where you can donate and send that in. But anyway, I love these. I thought
Isn't this a billboard? Somewhere, don't they have it on a billboard?
No, I don't. I don't think
there's a KSJE billboard somewhere. And
yeah, but this isn't on it. But I love these.
Yeah, I saw him all dressed up, and I wasn't sure what he was doing. And you know, frankly, sometimes Scott gets so far out there, I can't keep track.
Don't pick on Scott.
But it is, well, Scott. If Scott were here today,
he can't even defend
participating.
Himself.
Then you know he could defend himself, but he's chose not to.
I'll defend you, Scott.
So we're gonna break for another song. And this will be Us with Scott. This is the way I view Us with Scott. Wind Beneath My Wings by Bette Midler.
To let me show.
My dear son, it's almost June. I hope this letter catches up with you and finds you well. It's been dry, but they're calling for rain, and everything's the same old same in Johnsonville. Your stubborn old daddy ain't said too much, but I'm sure you know he sends his love. And she goes on in a letter from home. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared, and our boots ain't muddy, and they all laugh like there's something funny about the way I talk when I say mama sends her best, y'all. I fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work, and it keeps me driving on, waiting on letters from home. My dearest love, it's almost dawn. I've been lying here all night long, wondering where you might be. I saw your mama and I showed her the ring. Man on a television said something, so I couldn't sleep. But I'll be alright, I'm just missing you. And this is me kissing you, X's and O's, in a letter from home. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared, and our boots ain't muddy, and they all laugh, cause she calls me honey, but they take it hard, cause I don't read the good part. I fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work, and it keeps me driving on, waiting on letters from home. Dear son, I know I ain't written. I'm sitting here tonight alone in the kitchen. It occurs to me I might not have said it, so I'll say it now. Son, you make me proud. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared, and our boots ain't muddy, but no one laughs, cause there ain't nothing funny when a soldier cries. And I just wipe my eyes. I fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work, and it keeps me driving on, waiting on letters from home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the DJ Hebby Show here at KSJE. A reminder, we're raising funds for KSJE to help them continue to deliver the quality service that they deliver to the Four Corners area. A number of different ways to donate. We've talked about them a little bit. www.ksje.com/support. And remember, it's keeping the beacon.
Beacon, not beekeeping.
Let's.
You have to see that with a little bit more enthusiasm.
It's funny, as the show's gone on, I'm starting to really dive. But okay, all right. Keeping the beacon, not beekeeping. There, that. If you say it fast, it isn't bad. So we had Wind Beneath My Wings, and then we kind of changed it up a little bit, and in honor of KSJE and all we're doing here, Staying Alive. And who sings Staying Alive? You don't know.
The Bee Gees. That was the song I picked.
Because
it's upbeat. Yeah.
Oh, I thought
makes
that was me.
Dance.
I thought you chose Wind Beneath My Wings.
No, you had a depressing list of songs.
Boy. All right. So we're having a class of cultures here, but that's what KSJE is all about. It embraces all the different music genres, to include jazz, which
except
you've talked
country.
About. And we are going to be playing nothing but country the rest of the way, ladies and gentlemen. And this will go out to Georgette and to Scott, really. So a couple other things that we have going on at the police department this month. You'll see a change in our officers. They'll still be the friendly, helpful folks that you usually encounter. But they'll also have, to include their chief, a little more fur on their face. Have you noticed any of that, Georgette?
Well, not on you.
Well, thank you.
I don't think you're capable of.
You have to open your eyes and you have to look.
A beard. Oh, okay. Right I see there. A few little hair. Okay. I go. See a few. It's funny how your mustache really is like, it's brown. I think that's what color that is. Kind of brown. And then it's just like white in the goatee part. It's just white.
So, ladies and gentlemen, there will be job opportunities available as well at FPD. You have a chance to maybe sit on the show in the place of my former PIO next year.
How many times are you going to fire me this week? That joke is so old.
Only it were a joke.
I'm still here.
Yeah, but next week you won't be. So, there we are. So, No Shave November. Why don't you talk a little bit? Because you played a big role in getting us set up in this last year. Yeah. What's it for? Why are you seeing shaggy-faced cops running around where you ordinarily don't?
So last year, this was actually the idea of Sergeant Rocky Velarde. He came up with this idea to participate in No Shave November, which traditionally was for men's health or men's cancer issues. So it raises funds for that to support research and treatment and whatnot. So last year was the first year we participated in. So Sergeant Velarde came up with, hey, if you want to grow facial hair, because of course our officers aren't allowed to wear facial hair, it's so much money if you want to grow like a mustache or a goatee. And then if you want a full beard, it's more money. And so we chose an organization to donate that money to. Last year we raised, $1,500 or
something like that.
And it came in fast. They were jumping on this opportunity to grow. So they didn't have to shave. And so this year it's actually going to the IGW Children's. I know she told us the name. It's because it's changed. Look, I'm turning into you, or you call it the
that's
Hope
something.
House all the time.
It's close.
It was formerly, so it's the same thing as the Hope Children's Fund.
Yes.
And so now IGW is managing that fund. And so it pays for to help families whose kids have to go travel more than 100 miles outside of Farmington to receive treatment.
And unfortunately, she talked about that last week. It's like 25 kids right now, so that's 25 families in the San Juan County area that need support. And so you're right, it is a popular thing with the officers. They pay 25 for the goatee, 50 for the beard, and they get to go without shaving for a month. That's not something we generally do or endorse at the PD, although I think it's been fun. It was fun last year. It was fun this year. We also opened it up a little bit, so we let them pre-grow their beard if they wanted to. What they had to do for that is they have to commit to joining me in the polar plunge. That'll be somewhere in late January, early February. I'd like to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that I still have my Alaska skin, my Alaska hide that protected me from the cold water last year, but I was I was shocked at how cold it was, and it was actually a beautiful day. So I got out, I warmed up.
It was a nice day.
It was like 53. I can't even complain, but the water was shockingly cold. So I didn't have 75 employees that want to do that, but I think we're 11 or 12. Pre-grew their beard. They got an extra week of no-shave November, kind of no-shave October, and they'll join us for the Polar Plunge. Which will be another event that we'll be talking about here in a couple of months to try and have folks come out. I think that it's a great event that is, that supports Special Olympics. So the PD really trying to do a lot of things to help some of the local charities around here. We are involved pretty heavily with the community, and I'm proud of the officers, even though they're doing it for their own purposes to grow a beard. So
it's all good.
We're gonna break, and we'll head off to "Never Let Go" by Bryan Adams.
You need to take less than you give. Could you close every day without the glory and fame? Could you hold your head high when no one knows your name? That's how legends are made. At least that's what they say. Every chance to show.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us. Greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep? Did you notice the sunset the first time in ages, or speak to some stranger on the street? Did you lay down at night, think of tomorrow, go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching and turn on I Love Lucy reruns? Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers, stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love, and the greatest is love, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? We'll be right back. black. Flowers and my love hope never to come back. Go turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
Welcome back to the DJ Hebby Show, and it was Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones, which was a theme song for a late 1980s television program called Tour of Duty. Then I have always enjoyed that song. It was a good series back then. Unfortunately, I remember TV series from the 1980s, which kind of dates me, I guess, ladies and gentlemen. But you all understand where that song came from. Do you remember that show?
I've heard of the show. I don't remember ever watching that.
Good.
I was a little kid in the 80s.
I'm actually proud of you. You heard of the show. So It makes me feel just a little less old. So, Georgette, we're here for a good purpose, an altruistic purpose of raising money to try and help KSJE to survive, to keep Scott talking. You know, and I think you describe him as talking nonstop on the radio.
I said
that's
thing.
Really not the way I see it.
I say that about you.
Really kind of a big Scott fan. I'm kind of disappointed you're taking a cheap shot at him, but on the other hand, it's our show. We can do whatever we
want. I adore Scott. I would never say such things.
You know,
about
I'm not
him.
Sure where you're now trying to come up with that. We all know your true feelings about Scott, but we back Scott. We back KSJE. Remember www.ksje.com/support. Several different ways to support KSJE. Several different prizes or gifts from KSJE. If you donate, they're all worthwhile. I still have, and I love my 0 mile fun run shirt that I got for really what was one of the more grueling events last May that we participated in. And I still don't remember. Were you there, Georgette?
I was there.
Boy,
you talked to me. I'm going to use this as an opportunity to make fun of you. You know, you don't have to say the www. Everybody knows that. You can just say ksje.com.
Hey,
it'll save.
We're full service here. And so we're not going to make people guess. We're going to give you everything.
There's no guessing. Everybody knows. Anybody who uses the internet.
No, it's www.fpd.com/jobs.
No.
If you're interested in a PIO position. And really, there's not much requirement. I'll take really almost anything right now. So this is a substitute for our regular show that we do on Wednesdays at noon, the Cop Shop with FPD, which I think was the name you came up with for us.
I think it was you.
Was it?
We were going back and forth.
We were going back and forth all over the place.
And then you marched into my office and you threw that one down and you said, this one's going to be it. And now we're done discussing it. I think that's how that went.
It was a long discussion. We had lots of different ideas. Some of them were pretty darn cute, but we went less cute and more just the Cop Shop with FPD. We use that as a chance to talk about the department, share some insight into things that are going at the PD, things we're doing in the community, maybe some important cases. We try and feature at least one case every week from the last week. Sometimes it's stuff that we need help with. Sometimes it's stuff we're just more explaining what happened in it and then trying to give you some tips on how to stay safe and avoid being a victim yourself. This month, we've really been focusing on local nonprofits, and you've been lining some of those folks up, and some of them really do great work here in the Four Corners area.
Yeah, they absolutely do. So last week we heard from the IGW Foundation again. They are managing the funds that were formerly the Hope Children's Fund. And then we have the crew from Peaches Neat Feet coming on. We've got the Child Haven Foundation, which is the funding source for Child Haven and all the programs underneath it. And we have a new nonprofit coming in. It's Anchor 180, going out talking to kids about making healthy choices.
Very good.
So
we had SAS in a couple of weeks back.
Sexual Assault Services in Northwest New Mexico.
And Ileana and Don came in, and that was a good discussion. So there's so many people in the Four Corners area that are doing a good job, and they don't really get highlighted. A lot of folks in the community don't know about them. So we're using the FPD show to kind of share some of the different agencies that we partner with and that we work with in law enforcement. But a lot of folks maybe don't know, first of all, that we work with them. And second of all, they might not even know that they're out there. They're working hard to help our community.
Well, and these are programs that are needing funding. And so it's a perfect time of year for us to be highlighting these. You know, the holiday season coming up and you're trying to think of gifts for people. Why not a donation in somebody's name and, you know, making sure they remember them.
Well, that's
a great
idea. Yep. Mm-hmm. So start with KSJE, for instance.
There you go.
And you can log in to www.ksghaje.com. Now, see,
you're so sad.
You screwed me up.
I made you laugh.
Highlighting the www portion of it.
Just ksje.com.
Also on our Cop Shop program, we've been featuring Beat the Chief, which is an NFL pick'em. We've had several people who are loyal players in that.
It might be a career.
Just brilliant. And some weeks it's like I don't even know what I'm doing, and I've maybe never even watched an NFL game. So it's been a rougher year on me.
Watching you chief every day.
I don't know
what I'm doing.
I know it because if I did, I'd probably be making personnel changes. But folks, that's a later conversation. It's a later conversation. I also want to remind you that we are recruiting now heavily. We have a January Academy that's starting. So it's mid-November here already. We're getting close to it. Won't be enough time. So if you've been thinking about it, don't delay. Don't wait till after the holidays. We'll have an academy that starts up in mid-January. You're hired by the PD as you go through the academy. You're getting paid. And you stay right here in San Juan County. We have our own training facility. And it's not just police officer jobs. There's CSO jobs. And you have some experience with folks in the CSO business.
I do. my daughter actually started out as a transitional CSO. She's now a police officer. It's a great position. So if you're thinking about, hey, law enforcement might be a career for me, but you're not wanting to take the full 100% leap into it, this is a good position. You can start before you're 21, because when you're an officer, you have to be 21 by the time you graduate the academy. So you can actually start as a CSO when you're 18. You take calls just like officers, except for the hot calls. So you don't have suspect contact, but they do the parking tickets, go help take, you know, like
crime
cold
scenes.
Yeah, crime scenes, cold burglary cases, mm-hmm. auto burg, stuff like that. You get to learn the geography, the radio.
Yep.
So it really sets you up to succeed as an officer if you decide to transition to that position.
And your daughter made that transition and she made
it
successful.
Yeah. It was a good experience for her, and she's loving the job. So
I'd actually have her daughter on, but unlike her mother, she doesn't talk that much. She's kind of quiet. So, you know, I'm going to ride with the partner I've got right here, and we're going to ride it right to the end. And reminder, KSJE, it's beekeeping. Not keeping the beacon.
No.
Oh,
keeping the beacon,
stop.
Not
Rewind.
Beekeeping.
That's
wow.
That's right. I'm sorry. I thought Scott was actually considering another job, as in if he doesn't get money, he's going to go off and be a beekeeper. But no, he's keeping the beacon, and we're here to help him. Thank you for tuning in today. It's been a great show. Georgette has her own show that we're going to start. It's a spin-off. It's almost like Seinfeld. And then
Negative.
We're going to have others. And Georgette's going to do a two-hour monologue.
No.
This is Me by Georgette. It's really, we're very excited about it.
It's not going to happen.
Scott's, I think, signed her to a ridiculous contract. Free agent deal, just like the NFL. $35 signing bonus, $15 every hour. But that's separate, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, www.ksje.com/support. To back a good radio station.
We have a 911. On robbery in progress. See surplus store corner Peebles Drive on 24th Street.